This is Ozarks at Large. Many artists have favorite subjects to paint. Still life, portraits, landscapes. For Brendan O'Connell, inspiration comes from a place many of us are familiar with.
This is the Walmart in Fayetteville, and I've been painting Walmart since 2004.
It's not just the stores all across the country, it's everything inside those stores that captures Brendan's eye. His Walmart series includes canvases swept with color, often the edges of the real world slightly muted. His paintings include studies on a shelf of Quaker Oats canisters, a row of Wonder Bread, or the back of a man examining a column twice his size of Utz potato chips.
I originally started the idea because I was painting about everyday American life or everyday activities. And then I followed someone out into the world to shop, and I kind of ended up getting stuck here.
His series of works from inside the walls of the world's largest retailer have attracted plenty of attention lately. He's been interviewed on NPR. The Boston Globe dubbed his popish stylings a Warhol of Walmart. The New Yorker profiled him earlier this year. And this spring, he sat across the table from Stephen Colbert. This week, he was in Northwest Arkansas, and not just at the Walmart on Mall Avenue in Fayetteville, to do some work with what's expected to be the largest art event in history, a project he's taking on with the help of at least 1 million school children. More about that in a few minutes. First, back to his time spent painting inside Walmarts. He's now welcomed in the retailer stores, though that hasn't always been the case.
You know, that's sort of been the evolution of the narrative. I went from being the guy who got thrown out for taking a picture of the cashier to now I can set up on any aisle in any store in America and just paint away, you know.
A documentary about his work inside Walmarts has been made. It's titled Blocking the Bread Aisle. Tuesday afternoon, he was standing on the edge of the produce section, and we drew a few glances, even a few stares, from some shoppers as Brendan talked about why he became fascinated with the shoppers of Walmart and what they were looking at for his series.
What's fascinating is that we have this reaction to man-made imagery. It wasn't until, you know, 500 years ago, the only man-made imagery anyone saw was the stained glass window at a church. And so if you think in 500 years, what we have done to the human retina, you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth with images from your toothpaste, you have your bowl of cereal, your coffee, and then you turn on the TV or you turn on your computer, and you have seen more man-made imagery before noon than people saw for decades.
Than, say, George Washington, perhaps on his lifetime.
In his lifetime, easily, before noon. So we have this visual richness that didn't exist previously, man-made visual richness.
Man-made visual richness can provide a wide breadth of color for a canvas, but for some it can also be an overwhelming amount to take in. A landscape of paste, Picante, Elmer's glue, and Tide can make some people anxious, even cynical. Brendan O'Connell says he understands that.
I get that, and part of the Walmart series paintings is about freezing some of those moments, of freezing the blur of when I'm pushing a cart and I see the image out of the corner of my eye. And part of the thing that's interesting about the Walmart series is that I half the people who have bought these paintings never bought a piece of contemporary art before. And the other half had never been in a Walmart before. So we have this very democratic approach. And one museum curator said, you're going to have this painting that Alec Baldwin bought, but it might become a t-shirt that every Walmart employee wears. And that democratic approach to art.
His paintings in his Walmart series are framed around humans as often as they are products. His piece, simply titled Deli, catalogs one of those moments where he stops the blur. A woman rests her foot on the bottom of a shopping cart as she waits in front of the meat section. Around her, an impressionist view of the green and white tiled floor and an orange and red background of boxes. Another painting, Blonde with Yams, freezes a woman's consideration of a canned vegetable's ingredients. These paintings are presented without any sort of irony.
Nobody is buying an apple or a banana ironically. It's just happening. It just is. So I like the idea of, you know, just kind of capturing the sense of people interacting with the environment. The idea of irony is completely absent here. So it's only in a sort of snarky Eastern view of what Middle America is about do we get that sense of irony. And, you know, I love irony with the best of them, but I didn't want the series to be the basic punchline.
It's the everydayness of shopping that interests O'Connell. Walking into a Walmart with an easel and a palette offers almost an exponential opportunity for subject matter. He says, for an artist, that's a gold mine.
There's the famous story now of my mother being in my local Walmart and Meryl Streep was in line in front of her and a lady in a muumuu behind her. And, you know, there aren't many places on earth that that sort of democratic approach to humanity is present. But Walmart is definitely one of these places.
And is that part of the attraction?
That is definitely the appeal. And also the idea of we're in this environment. And 150 years ago, Paris was the most metropolitan place on earth. And if I had an army of buyers over a month period, they couldn't have bought 1,000th of the goods you find in your local Walmart, which that is kind of astonishing just in terms of the muchness of things. And I just love seeing patterns and people and just the interaction. It's one of the last public spaces on earth where people are actually interacting with things before they consume or purchase them.
It is a similar everybody is included ideal that is the fuel for the EveryArtist.me project he's helping develop. Inspired in part by the idea that everybody is an artist and by the fact that when he was young, growing up in Georgia and later in Paris, able to tap into a support system that allowed him to develop his art when he was young, he's seeking artwork created by a million young people. In April 2012, Brendan and his friend Brett Kling helped fill a football field in Bentonville with art created in one single day. Guinness Book of World Records still recognizes the more than 8,400 pieces as a record for the largest number of artwork created on the same day. Now, Brendan O'Connell wants to engage at least 1 million kids producing their art.
I think our culture is in the moment of a creativity crisis. And if you go by the testing that they do for kids, where our kids are test lower on creativity than they did 20 years ago. And when you think of the amazing problems that are facing our culture, it's creativity that will be the source to resolving them. And I have a 10-year-old, I have a 7-year-old. For me, when I think about their future, the two skills that I feel the need to impart to them is the idea of creative thinking and collaboration. In this EveryArtist.me event is all about both creativity and collaboration.
Is there a link, do you think, between creativity and critical thinking?
Absolutely. You know, I think if you look at every, the quote we use in our, one of our bumpers is, the Stone Age didn't end because they ran out of stones. You know, the idea of creativity drives all innovation. If you look at any development in our society as a species, it came from alternative thinking. If everything was always the same, we'd still be with the stones. And so that's kind of the model for the future is how do we get kids to, the other example I have is most 30-year-olds spend more time, energy, and money on products and services that didn't exist when they were 20. So 10 years ago, it didn't exist. So I think my child will inherit a world that hasn't even been invented yet. And so it's our job as parents and educators to help that generation become creators of their future.
You can learn more about the EveryArtist.me event scheduled for November 21st at the website EveryArtist.me. You can see works of Brendan O'Connell at his website, BrendanO'Connell.com. He lives in the Atlanta area. He was in Northwest Arkansas earlier this week.